Well, January is a big month for you because you are January's future star. Well done.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Never have I ever. This is a big song. Now, tell me about the experience of working with Jason Blaine. He must be fun to work with.
Oh, Jason Blaine's awesome. I've known him for years. He's so talented at what he does. And we had this write set up at his family home in Nashville. And I didn't know what we were going to write that day. But that morning, I had this melody in my head and this idea for Never Have I Ever and kind of putting a spin on it and make it a love song. So he loved the idea right away, and we got onto that, and the song kind of wrote itself, and we had fun throwing all these different Never Have I Ever ideas out there, but based off the drinking game, and yeah, it turned out to be something so fun, and he's featured on the track too, so it was a lot of fun to write with him on it.
How important is it, Elise, for an artist to have someone who's kind of ahead of them in the race kind of take them and bring them along for the ride? It must be a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I say to him all the time, I appreciate him taking me under his wing because he's been at this and he's become an icon here in Canada, and he's doing amazing work in Nashville as well. So, I feel like he's continuing to reach all new heights with his career, but also to bring me along means a lot too.
3.5 million streams. You're doing really well.
Yeah, it's off to a great start. I also found out that I am Roger's one to watch as well. So radio's really getting on this one, which is awesome. My journey's not been overnight. It's the 10-year overnight success, right? So to have radio support on this, including yourself, it means a lot to me. And then the streaming world, too, they've been so good. Everybody's just been on board with this song. So they say it takes a song.
And it takes a team, too. And you've got kind of a new team behind you, right?
I do. I have a growing team. Things are building. I just keep adding different people on. And I've had so many wonderful people throughout my career. And this team is, you know, getting the vision, and we're working on things, and I'm just trying to take this as far as I can.
Yeah, so what's the year shaping up like? Is there a plan in place? Is it still to come? How's it going?
It's going good so far. We just shot the music video for Never Have I Ever, so that's going to be coming out soon. We're also working on a tour for the summertime.
Wow.
And I'm just continuing to write a ton. I write for other artists as well as myself, so that's happening a lot. And then I'm in the studio with Dan Swinimer, so we have more music coming down the pipeline and just making those trips back to Nashville and home and reconnecting with everybody.
Frequent flyer miles, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how do you decide what to keep and what to give when you talk about writing for other people and writing for yourself at the same time? How do you decide which ones go, which ones stay?
Well, I feel like I just know when I'm writing a song that it's for me, and I get very excited where there's like this electricity where I'm like, that's my song. And a lot of the time I'll go into the session with another writer, and it's about their story and what they want to write about. And I try to get into their head and their space of their music. So I feel like as a writer side of things, you have to be really flexible with that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I've been writing outside of my genre too, and pop punk, which is hilarious.
Nice.
So that, yeah, it's just a lot of fun just to expand your world as a writer and try new things.
Now, do you pick bits from country to put into your pop, into your punk, and vice versa, or do they not cross over?
I think as a country writer, I hear it all the time, is that we're such quality writers when it comes to lyrics and the story, and you don't just say words to say words. You have to really make it all make sense, whereas a lot of these other worlds, it's sometimes more about melody and they throw whatever words down. So I think that they really appreciate that when a country writer comes in, because we bring that to the table, is just a little bit more structure and thoughtful about the lyrics.
Well, I know you're on a great trajectory right now, a wonderful success. I see you everywhere. I hear you everywhere. And wonderful continued success for you in 2024, and hoping you'll get down to Niagara at some point. We'd love to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, we need these snow squalls to go away.
Yeah, first things first, right? Let's clear the weather.
I was late to it, but I got my winter tires on. So yeah, I'll have to make a trip over there sooner than later, for sure. I miss you all there.
Well, we miss you too. We know that you're well-loved and well-respected in the industry and the community, and keep up that wonderful work.
Thank you so much.
Elise, always a pleasure. Take care. We'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Rob.